John Wellington Wells. I'm a dealer in magic and spells, in blessings and curses, in ever-filled purses, in prophecies, witches, and gnomes. If you want a proud foe to make tracks, if you'd melt a rich uncle in wax, you've got to look in on the resident in number 70 Simmery Axe. We've a first-rate assortment of magic, and for raising a posthumous shade, with effects that are comic or tragic, there's no cheaper house in the trade. Love filter with quantities of it, and for knowledge if anyone burns, we're keeping a very small profit, a profit who brings us unbounded returns. For he can prophesy with a wink of his eye, peep with security into futurity, sum up your history, clear up a mystery, humor proclivity for a nativity, for a nativity. He has answers oracular, bogey spectacular, tetrapods tragical, mirror so magical, facts astronomical, solemn or comical, and if you want it, he makes a reduction on taking a quantity. If anyone anything lacks, he'll find it already in stacks, if he'll only look in on the resident chin, number 70 Simmery Axe. He can raise you house of ghosts, and that without reflectors, and creepy things with wings, and gaunt and grisly spectres. He can fill you crowds of shrouds, and horrify you vastly. He can rack your brains with chains, with shiverings grim and ghastly. Then if you plan it, he changes organity with an urbanity full of satanity, vexes humanity with an inanity, fatal to vanity, driving your foes to the verge of insanity. Barring tautology, in demonology, electrobiology, mystic nosology, spirit philology, high class astrology, such is his knowledge, he isn't the man to require an apology. My name is John Wellington Wells. I'm a dealer in magic and spells, in blessings and curses, in ever-filled purses, in prophecies, witches, and gnomes. If anyone anything lacks, he'll find it already in stacks, if he'll only look in on the resident chin, number 70 Simmery Axe.